We are live, Edna.
Yay.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. And we are awfully late, but I got distracted. And I don't know whose reason why I got distracted. Anyway, we have Ed here, our co-host, who hasn't been here in a long time. And we're going to do some fun stuff. We're gonna talk self-portraits, which we did during Weeblow's camp, right? You did some self-portraits. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Some fun that you can have with your team. And we're just going to have a little fun on the show. So I don't want to... there is a picture. I can show my self-portrait. Let's see if I remove my picture. I might go quiet for a second. We're going to get into that a little bit. Got some puppets. My daughter, I took away her electronics. And you might have to do this because it's a left-handed puppet. So she made this puppet. Rawr, I don't know how to do this. My hands are too big. Can you do that? There you go. There's puppet. Eddie's doing the puppet. Thanks, Ed. I get it right in front of me. Because I took away her electronics and she got bored, right? And she had to come up with something. So she made a video. It was a really good video, actually. I keep telling her, you want me to share your video? She's like, no, I'm not ready for it. And did that. And then I had her help me create a puppet. And I made, we're going to talk about this a little bit. I made a little puppet. This is my puppet. And we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. And we're going to do ripping baseball card packs. Because that's why Eddie's here. He's here to rip cards. And just so you know, we are live, Ed. And all the scratching on your arm and stuff. You can hear it really clear on that microphone. That picks up everything. Every time Bubbles comes in here, rubs her head against it. It sounds like the whole world's coming to an end. So, anyway. Well, welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's later than normal. Got a couple distractions on. And we have a guest host here. Maybe we'll do the guest host thing sooner than later. I don't know. We'll see. It would be nice to have them on the whole show, though. Okay. So this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. This is a fun Friday, so we talk about fun things, how to have some fun with your team, and make it a little bit crazy there on the Scrum team so it's not the normal craziness. And we do this so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, and again, have some fun at the end. So what I wanted to bring up, I'll do this left-handed. Maybe you could do this. So we did these self-portrait things. And here's what I thought would be fun. One, I thought it would be fun to do some puppets. Right? Here's our puppet. I think it's really intricate. She did a really good job of this thing. What do you think, Ed? You're super critical, but she does really good stuff sometimes. So she's been drawing these dragon characters in her video. And she does it all the time, right? She just spends days just doing animation things and drawings. And she turned her animation. She says a lot of people do it, but I'm not in on the whole drawing situation. But she created a dragon version, a two-dimensional, three-dimensional version of her dragon on paper. So then I asked her to help me make one. So look, I have a little buddy. Oh, there he is. This is Greg the Scrum Master Puppet. That will come visit us every once in a while when I'm bored. You can talk, hey, Greg. So this is my Scrum Master. Have you ever seen some of my pictures? Uh-oh, here comes a dog. If you see some of my presentations, you'll see this character in there. And it's got the little red hair on the side, the balding hair. It's kind of white now, but it was red at one point in time. And if you remember from yesterday, so Isabel on my birthday wrote me a card. She says blue is supposed to be soothing. So I make all my characters blue. That's the color. Maybe I didn't realize, but apparently it's very soothing. So I make my character. So when I got my Scrum Master out, the person's blue. So it calms people down. And then this is my self-portrait of myself, which goes into the self-portrait thing. So what I thought would be fun is you can get everyone on the team, you know, no one wants to share their picture. and go on video during the meetings and all. And it would be goofy from a daily scrum, retro, whatever. Have them all draw their own self-portraits and then put their picture like I have here. Do it where they can show it on a piece of paper or that, you know, they can draw on a paper and then they can all share it. And then maybe one day you have it where they're all talking and it's just your self-portraits talking, or maybe it's your puppet. Hi, let's start the daily scrum. Okay. Joe, you go first. Sally, you're next. All right. That's great. That's a great piece of information. I'm going to use this instead of talking. This is Greg talking now. Yes, Ed. I'm better at talking. You're better at talking. I'm making some weird voices. Anyway, so that is just a fun thing to do that you could do with your team and set that up. And I picked that up from, they did two versions of self-portraits, one with watercolor. I think one was with pencil, right? They had to do two versions. But there you go. You could use self-portraits in your scrum to make things a little bit more fun. So with that, all right, Ed, we got to do the ripping of the baseball cards. And then we're going to do, so here's a baseball card pack. And I have a baseball card pack. Ed, do you want to explain how ripping goes? I get one, you get one.
I feel it.
Okay. So these are the two packs. We're going to do these. Show your pack, Ed. Okay. The idea, now explain to everyone how you do the ripping.
You rip it.
You rip it? You rip it open?
Yeah.
Then what do you do? So this is how you compete against somebody. There's lots of videos on trading cards and baseball cards and soccer and football and everything like that. What do you do? So you rip it open, right? At the same time, right? Rip it at the same time. It's kind of like playing poker. You're not supposed to look at the cards. But it looks like it's on both sides. I don't know. And try to be gentle. Ideally, we would have our... And you hold them like this so you can't see what's there. And you, one at a time, you flip them. And whoever has the best cards, whether rookie cards or somebody saying something, and Eddie's moving the microphone, so it's making a lot of noise. All right, we moved the microphone a lot. Now you have to speak up. Okay, so first card, we're going to flip it. Hurry up. What do we got here? You got a card. I got a card.
I got a picture.
Okay, whoop, who's your picture? Without damaging the card. Nothing spacious, nothing. I don't have a rookie card.
David Martin, and
I have Pavin Smith from the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, I'm sniffing. Ready? Mm-hmm. Yours upside down, Ed.
Who is that?
I don't know. Look at it. I got a rookie card, Jonah Bride. So mine's a little bit higher value because it is a rookie card.
I got Key Brian Hayes.
Is it a rookie card or anything?
No.
Okay, then we don't worry about it. So here you go. There's my next card. Alex Wood from the Giants. Not a rookie card.
No. I got Kelly Martin.
Okay, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
My picture was a rookie card.
You ready? All right, I got another card here. Cedric Mullins from the Orioles.
I got a rookie. Nolan Jones.
Nolan Jones. Show their card. So the rookie has a little rookie card mark somewhere in there. Somewhere. And they're more valuable. We would put them in the bags just to keep them protected because you never know when they're more valuable. All right. I got another one. Who's this guy? Cian Langers. He's a rookie card. So he's a rookie. So I got two rookies. So I'm winning so far.
Paul Sheld.
I got two rookies. You got two rookies? All right. All righty. Next one.
I got three rookies.
I got another rookie. This one's from the Washington.
That's not.
Washington Nationals. Cade Cavalli.
Mine's a shortstop.
He's a pitcher. Rookie pitcher.
I got a shortstop.
I'm amazed they actually have rookie pitchers.
Rookie shortstop.
Yeah, I could see that. You ready? Next card. I have Albert Pujols, right? Yeah. Well, this one, he's just better.
I got Big Poppy.
Albert Pujols from Cardinals.
I got the best Mets player.
You get the best Mets player?
Okay. In my decision.
Okay. So the ones that are really good cards will like cover them. We'll coat them. We'll... Being careful not to smudge or hurt the cards. So catcher. I got a Cubs card, pitcher.
I got a catcher, Max.
Marcus Stroman.
I got Max Stroman.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Phillies.
You have a Phillies card?
Yep.
And those are special to us because we live in Philly. Well, here's a dual card. That's interesting. That's Green nice. Continues to impress. Not bad rook. Is he a rookie?
Green. Wait, let me see.
Is he a rookie? I don't it says know. Rook. So it's got two pictures. It's him.
Not
him
a bad son. Rookie. I think it's...
Green continues to impress. Mm. So anyway, any kind of special card like that, on the back, it has a bunch of cards. So like if you were to put a collection and had all of them, it would be... The group itself would be worth more, right? All right. Who we got here? I got another rookie card from... Looks like Texas.
I got a pitcher.
Josh Smith.
I got a...
He's a pit.
Detroit
third pitcher. Base. Detroit pitcher.
I've seen that jersey.
That's a wild-looking jersey. Show that jersey up to everyone there. That's pretty wild. I don't think I've ever seen that jersey. It's
for their city jerseys.
Okay. And then we have... I have Jordan Montgomery.
I have that guy.
That guy. Okay. Pitcher. I have to go look and see who... Ooh, I get the number 8 card for the year. He's an A's. Where Liz loves the A's because she's from California.
I got wins.
She grew up as an A's fan. I guess I should save that for her.
I got 22 National League winner leads.
Oh, let me see. Oh, cool. That's a valuable card. Those are always good. Set cards are always good. All right. So I got this card. Let's see who this one is. This is Trevor Rogers from the Miami.
I got a walk-off Angels one.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. You down your last card?
Yeah.
All right. Then the last card is... I got this card. I don't know.
I won again.
Trone Taylor from the Milwaukee Brewers.
I got the Aaron Diamondbacks. Chase Field.
So, basically, when you do the rip card ripping, if you were doing this, whoever had the best hand will get all the cards, right?
Something like that.
Okay. All right. We good? Do you want me to put that over here?
I don't like, they got no special cards.
No special cards.
You pick bad cards.
I pick bad cards.
Can you do the other ones?
No, we're not doing them all on the show. We'll do them later. We'll do a card show later. We have to figure that out. I got a table set up and everything. So are you leaving? Okay. He's leaving. Bye, Ed. So that's something you could do. You could do a competition, especially if you're in person. You can do that. Okay, Fortune Cookie Friday. We're still we've done all this stuff. We're still within the 15 minutes. So let's see what's going on here. And I'm ripping open the fortune cookie. Let me fix the microphone since Eddie had to move the microphone. So the microphone's a little closer now. All right, so on Fun Friday, we do a Fortune Cookie Friday where we open up a fortune cookie. And this is given us to by the agile accountants out there. You know, those ones that do all the metrics and say you have to fill these forms out and all those are the agile accountants. And I got my 5 a.m. Master Scrum t-shirt and I did fix the clock. I did fix it. So I took care of that yesterday. And we're going to open it up. We're going to see what it says. And I would say, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to see what's going on, I got to really break this cookie because basically it's ripping the fortune. You can watch the video. So I'll put a link in the video for the podcast people of this program. All right. So what does the fortune cookie have to say? Ooh, interesting. Quality isn't expensive. It is priceless. Quality isn't expensive. It is priceless. Now, I don't know what the quality of the show, nor I don't understand. I don't know the quality of the Muppet I made. Now, tell the difference between what I did, which is really a PowerPoint slide, which I printed into a JPEG and printed it out, versus what my daughter did from a quality perspective. Here's my daughter's. And it's pretty good compared to mine. I think hers wins. So anyway, so quality. So we always talk about quality, and I'm going to add this thing from an agile perspective. Quality isn't expensive. It's priceless. And I'm going to go to our product backlog, our sprint backlogs, our commitments. When we overcommit, it doesn't give us the flexibility to make sure that we really are getting the quality in there. So some people might think, let's put thousands of stories in that sprint backlog, okay? And but then the quality of the stories that come out or even that get out of the sprint is not as great as before, probably. Now, if you have a lot of quality checks, automation, things like that, but is the product, the end product looking good, right? So there's always that personal human perspective on whether or not it's looking good. So, you know, it doesn't add a lot of cost to make sure it's working right, because you sure don't want it breaking too in production. But quality isn't expensive. It's priceless. So you want to give yourself enough time to make sure your stories are tested. You got some documentation in case you got to fix stuff. The quality of the back end of the story, is it all there? And if it's not there, I'm going to tell you it's going to be expensive in the long run to maintain that, to fix it, to update it, to keep it up to date with the latest trends. So quality isn't expensive. It's priceless. So I just wish those like agile accountants wouldn't ask for us to overcommit, though. Be nice one day. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best. You know, I have somebody I can talk to now. Hi, Greg. Maybe you will, too. This would be something fun, goofy, that you can do. They can all make their puppets. This is the puppet. It's basically a box on the top and a box on the bottom with glued. I put a little, of course, the engineering in me. I put a little extra support in the back just to keep it vertical, not depending. Again, that's the quality aspect of it, not just depending on the glue that's on this little bit of box. But I put a little extra like support, you want to call it ribbing or whatever, just glue it on so it has more surface area to adhere to. So with that, have a great day. I would just talk regular. So have a great day. Happy scrumming. And hopefully you get to do some self-portraits. I would love to see comments. If anybody out there doing the self-portraits themselves, put it in the comments for this episode. That would be awesome. You can do it on LinkedIn or something or Facebook and just put a little comment with your own little self-portrait that you might have used or created yourself. Maybe we'll do that as a challenge out there for self-portraits for Scrum Masters. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Friday, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye. See ya.